I'm here with Becky, a program manager on the Windows Live Writer team. And Windows Live Writer is in its release form out to the public now, so we thought we'd drop by to learn a little bit more about it and then have Becky even give us a little demo of the released version of the product. So Becky, to start with, can you just tell me a little bit about what it is for people who aren't already using it, and also why the Windows Live team is sort of involved in this space?
Absolutely. So Windows Live Writer is a desktop application simply to make it easy and fun to publish rich content to your blog. So we really want to take some of the tedium out of posting rich content to a blog and make that really easy and streamlined for the user. And the reason we're doing this with Windows Live is because Windows Live value proposition to the customer is about extending your desktop to your online world. And
so one of the things I was wondering when I first saw it, I blog. I have on 10.net, but I also have other sites as well. And I was surprised that the Windows Live team came out with a blogging tool that wasn't sort of solely Windows Live Spaces. And so I know that might have been a little unusual for your team as well. So I'm just kind of interested in, when you say connect to online services, it seems that it's more than just our online services.
That's right. And it wasn't unusual for us at all. That was definitely our intention from the start. And I think you'll start to see this more and more with the Windows Live applications. We know that customers today have a choice in what online services they use. And so it only made sense that we make sure that Writer works with all the blog providers that people are using.
So can you give me an example of some of the other blog providers it works with? I mean, obviously it works with Spaces.
Sure.
We have it working with 10 for our authors, but what other kind of sites will it work with?
So it works with WordPress, LiveJournal, Community Server, Blogger, Typepad, and many of the other common.
It's a very, very long list, yeah. I'm gathering. So,
yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So one of the things you were talking about there was a rich experience. So I know most people who use a blog, I think the majority of people do their posting online. They go to a web form of some sort. What kind of benefits do you get from having a desktop application to do this sort of posting?
So one of the first things that you get as a benefit, especially with writers, you get a WYSIWYG experience. The what you see is what you get.
Right.
And so what that allows you to do is actually see what your blog is going to look like before you publish it. Anyone who's published a blog today using a web form probably has had the experience of publishing their blog, previewing it to see that it looks okay, and then having to go back to the web form and edit and make tweaks. So with Writer, we really feel as though we've minimized the number of steps to get your blog looking the way you want. The other advantages, of course, are that when you start inserting rich content, you get a very desktop application experience where you can really, you know, touch the content, resize it, and edit it the way you would in an application like Office.
So we'll jump to a demo in a second, because I really want to see this WYSIWYG experience, because I know in Writer it goes beyond just seeing the fonts and bolding and things on your desktop, but it also shows you some of the UI of your actual blog sort of in place in the editor. But the other thing I personally really like about Windows Live Writer, and this could be because I'm a dev, but it has a plug-in model. So if you just briefly touch on that, that'd be great.
Sure. So we definitely wanted to make some rich content authoring part of the default experience with Writer, but we knew it was pretty impossible for us to write every type of plugin, if you will, for the type of content people would want to insert. So what we did is we made that open for anyone to write the kind of thing that they would like to insert into their blog post. So that enables things like Bible quotes, Flickr photos, anything that you want. And so really our intention there was to make sure people could get the types of rich content they wanted into their blog without us having to be the sort of stopper to the floodgate. Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent idea. I mean, I'll give a little plug for Tim Heuer's Flickr for Writer plugin that lets me put Flickr photos right in. It is amazing. I use that all the time because I have my family photos up on Flickr, which I uploaded, of course, using Windows Live Photo Gallery. And that way I can grab them without having to go find a URL separately. I can do it right inside the UI. But before we spend too much time just talking, maybe we'll switch over to having you demo the actual application now.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So what we're looking at here is a blog post about velodrome bike racing. I actually happen to race on the velodrome. I didn't actually write this post. I stole this text from Wikipedia, but just because I didn't have time to write anything. But this will give you an idea. So I've written my post about the Velodrome. And here you can see up in the right-hand corner, I'm using my Windows Live Space. So you see the Windows Live Space icon and some actions I can do to get to my space. I can view it, edit it. And here the Spaces team has implemented buttons for what's new and statistics on my blog, so I can get to that straight from Writer. So then going back to the blog post, I can do simple. So we're talking about the WYSIWYG editing experience. So here's a couple of ways that that works out. So here I can go in and say I wanted to add this little section about track bikes. Talks about the bikes on the Velodrome and what they do. So here I can go in and modify the text. You'll notice at the top of the toolbar I have the different built-in HTML styles, and I can just apply one. So if I wanted this to be heading 3, I apply it, and it turns the text immediately. I can see what it's going to look like. Similarly, if I wanted to bold or italicize some text, I can select it, hit the italics button up at the top of the UI, and my text is italicized. So we have lots of other commands for changing font color, font face. By default, we follow the style sheet of the blog post.
So that's the style sheet of the blog post. So essentially, the style sheet of the blog itself. You mean like you're actually dealing with the settings
of the blog service. So the blog service defines its styles, and we follow those by default. Of course, allowing the customer, if they wanted to format the font and color alignment and do bullets and numbering and that sort of thing.
And for full-on geeks, if you want, of course, you can even view the HTML here and just make the changes you want. Is that correct?
That's right. So I can skip over to that. We'll do a little bit more on views, but here I can change the view and look at the HTML of my post and modify it any way that I want to.
Which many people probably would not want to do, but I just had to mention it.
Absolutely. Well, some people definitely might. So back to the blog post, you'll notice we also have other rich editing features such as spell checking. My dictionary currently doesn't know the word velodrome, so I can actually add it to my dictionary. And velodrome now in the post is now a word that doesn't need to be spell corrected. Here's another word that seems to be misspelled on Wikipedia, so I can correct that. I get the automatic suggestions. And
now, did you add spelling mistakes into this, or were they really incorrect?
Those were really there, so someone might want to go and modify the Wikipedia entry. So that's some basic WYSIWYG editing. Obviously, you'll notice that, of course, the width of my post, the line spacing, all of that is following what it would look like on my blog. So I also want to insert some pictures and video into my post because that makes it look cool. So I'm first going to insert a picture. And this picture happens just to be on my machine. So by default, it comes in, and you'll notice that over here on the right, we have UI for modifying what the picture looks like inside the post. So I'm going to quickly change the alignment and make it right aligned inside my post. I'm going to add some margin, customize my margins, because the text is really a little bit too close to the edge of the picture. So I'm going to do that right there. And I happen to like the photo paper border.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that as well. Yeah. For some reason that little white border
sets
it off.
Yeah, so I can do that. You notice a couple clicks and already I've got this looking really nicely the way I want. For people who are really into where their picture hyperlinks, by default, when you click on this inside the post, it's going to go to a larger version of the image, but you can also customize where that links to. We also have a couple of advanced features where you can easily toggle between preset sizes.
Probably not the original size.
The original size is probably a little bit too big for the post, but if you really wanted that, you could get at it. You can also do custom sizing, and of course, just grabbing the edge of the picture, I can make that bigger or smaller. We're also very proud of our attention to accessibility, and we expose here the alternative text, so that's really good for people with screen readers and so forth.
Right. So you put something intelligent there, not just the name of the image file.
That's right. And by default, we use the name of the image file, but this is a great place to put information about the picture for those who are using screen readers. And then lastly, we have some, you know, easy effects that you can do to a picture. One of my favorites is the watermark, because then you can credit the photo or say what it is. So I can say this is, you know, the group health velodrome. And you can see that showing up on the image right there. And okay, so that's pictures, and that gives you a general idea of what we do there. The next thing.
So, before you leave pictures for one second. This was an image on your local machine.
That's right.
What happens when you post?
So that's a great question, because this is one of the things that Writer does kind of behind the scenes for people. So when we post, when Writer posts, we publish the image in using the correct protocol in the correct location for that particular blog service that you're using. And then we render the image inside your post for you, and we link to a copy of that image.
Right. So you fix up the URL and everything after it's been posted.
That's right. So yeah, if you were to look at the HTML right now, you would see it's pointing to a local file, but we fix it up after we post.
Well, that's a big deal. One of the big things with blogging for a lot of people is they end up having to post the images separately, get URLs, come back to their editing experience, edit the post, do all of these things, and potentially to do the styling you've been doing, they might be editing CSS of their blog and FTPing it up. But all of these things are happening in line.
Yeah, you said that quite nicely. Oh. Thank you.
I try.
Yeah.
Are you guys hiring?
Yeah, we are. So the next thing I'll jump to is insert video. So just like inserting a picture, I can say that I want to insert a video. And here you'll see I'm able to insert from the web using an embed or a URL, or from Soapbox. So what I'm going to do is go to YouTube. And I found this video on velodrome racing. And I'm going to copy and paste the embed URL and paste it in there. And you'll see that the video comes up. That's the video that I wanted. So I can say that I want to insert that. And you'll see, similarly to pictures, I get some UI over here on the right that lets me modify how it's aligned inside the post and what the margins are, and I can even put a caption on it. So I'll just say, put a simple caption on there. You'll see it shows up in the bottom of the post, and I've got my video.
Well, that's great. One of the things I noticed with that, and this is true of many of the features inside Writer, but if you come back and select it again later, that caption is still like an editable setting, right? I mean, it's not just HTML after that you'd have to go into. It's still something that you can edit and change the margins or resize or however you wanted to do it.
That's right. If you saved it as a draft in your local machine or published this post to your web, if you opened it again, it would be the same exact experience that you're having here.
Cool. As a dev, I'd probably want to talk about how they do that behind the scenes, but we won't.
We won't talk
about that.
That's right. We don't talk about that here. And I guess one other thing that I'll point out about insert video is I will show the Soapbox tab, and it's taking a little bit, but you'll see I'm logged in as me. You'll see here's all my videos that I marked as my favorites, and here's my uploaded videos. I've uploaded videos of myself on the velodrome, and I can just click one of these and insert those.
Okay. So if you are using Soapbox, it's a little bit easier experience, but I mean, just pasting in the embed from YouTube was pretty straightforward.
That's right. So then we talked about plugins. So over here in our task pane, you'll see all of our sort of built-in insert gestures, and then we have a link inside the product that allows you to go to Windows Live Gallery and preview and view all the plugins that are available for Writer. And when you click on one, it just gets installed, and it will show up in this list for you. I'm not going to do that here just because it will take more time.
But some of the, I mean, we mentioned, of course, I mentioned Tim Heuer's Flickr for Writer.
That's right.
But I've seen other ones. I mean, there's an insert Amazon link. There's so many different plugins for this. I know there's a Silverlight streaming plugin to post your video and paste it in or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of great plugins up there. And so lastly, the thing that I'll show you is... I'll show you a couple things. We did look at HTML view. We do have another view called web preview. And what this does is actually shows you what your post is going to look like in your actual blog. So this here is the post on my blog, on my Spaces site.
So you haven't actually posted it at
I
this
haven't
point,
actually, yet. No, I have not yet published it. I'm just previewing it exactly how it's going to look in the context of my site. And so I can know, hey, you know, this doesn't look very good, or this video is too big, you know, next to everything else on my site, so I might want to go and change that. So that's another really great way of being able to see what you're going to post before you do. And then the other thing about WYSIWYG that we get is, I'm just going to switch over to my WordPress blog. And here you'll see that we've taken all of the WordPress style sheet.
Right.
From this is how I formatted my blog. And my post now.
This is the same post. It's just basically restyled it to match
this
new blog.
That's right. So Writer automatically just shows it exactly how it's going to look on my WordPress blog. It's using all the styles of my WordPress blog. The actual width of my blog is a little bit narrower, so it's rewrapped everything, and I can see exactly what it's going to look like. And you'll notice over here, the provider information has changed. So now I'm working on my WordPress blog. It has the logo, and WordPress has given me options for viewing my site, going to my dashboard, and managing comments.
Okay. So that's something that the WordPress team has created
for
you guys?
That's right. So each we give the capability to each service provider to put what they want. To a certain extent, I mean, we control the format, but to a certain extent, put what they want in there. And then lastly, you'll notice that we have what we call like a metadata tray. And so here you'll notice that I have all of the metadata properties that I can set on a WordPress post. I have those here available to me. So I can, comments can be open on my post. I can have keywords and so forth. And if I were to switch back, if I was to switch to a different blog provider like Spaces, it would only show me the things that are relevant to Spaces.
So that's something that you sometimes lose by using a Windows or a client app to post your blogs. You lose the specific features of your blog if you're posting to different ones, because they're trying to hit, I guess, the most common provider.
That's right.
You miss some of these things. But in this case, you can actually have different abilities based on the blog.
That's right. And, we definitely looked for the superset over all service providers, and we let blog providers control which particular features in this tray are on or off for them. So if they support it, great, it's on. If they don't support it, they can turn it off.
Well, this is amazing. This has now hit the 1.0. I sort of, obviously, I think people can tell I'm a fan. I've been using it through the different betas and things like that. It's now released. And if you just let people know where they could go to get it, it'd be great.
Oh, yeah. So writer.live.com.
Well, that's easy. Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.